Welcome, adrenaline seekers and movement enthusiasts, to another electrifying episode that I'm excited for as we dive headfirst into the thrilling world of parkour. If you ever got excited at the thought of turning your city into a personal playground, then you're at the right place. We're going to explore parkour, a discipline that combines strength, precision, and a dash of daring to navigate through urban landscapes with breathtaking agility and grace. From the very basics of what parkour is, its rich history and its evolution, the essential movements that define its practice, and where to get started, we've got you covered. Whether you're a curious newcomer or looking to refine your skills, this episode promises to inspire and challenge your perception of movement.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
This is the sport that I can really point to that changed my perception of bodyweight fitness and allowed me to pursue fitness in the way that I do now. So let's dive in. Imagine a world where gravity was just an option and the world was your gym. That's really parkour. What used to be something about getting from point A to point B as efficiently as possible, which is still a practice, is now how creatively you can make that journey is also another option. Born from the desire to overcome any physical and mental obstacle, parkour transforms walls, rails, and rooftops into opportunities to explore and express yourself. It's about seeing potential while others see barriers. A discipline, parkour is grounded in principles of respect, both for the environment and for one's own limits, pushing those boundaries. At its heart, parkour is freedom. Freedom of movement, freedom of expression, and the freedom to challenge yourself. It teaches resilience, adaptability, and the sheer joy of moving through space with purpose and grace. So anyone who believes that parkour is about getting from point A to point B as efficiently as possible, that is part of it. That is more of what you would call a parkour purist. The self-expression part of the discipline of pushing oneself, that is the main part of parkour. And our tool to do that is our bodies and the world. We take the obstacles that are in front of us and we take those as opportunities to learn, express, grow, and push yourself. Now, I'm not going to dive super deep into the history, but I will a little bit because it is very interesting and most people don't know where it actually comes from. Maybe most of you know that it comes from Europe and more traditionally from France, at least the way that we know it. It exploded in the global stage, inspiring a new generation of athletes and adventurers. Inspired by its observations of indigenous people's efficiency to move in the 1902, George Hebert developed the natural method, setting the philosophical foundation for parkour with the ethos of be strong to be useful. That inspired French military training. David Bell, in the early 1990s, influenced by his father's military training, adopted these methods in France, transforming urban landscapes into the playground of parkour, turning it into a personal discipline, taking the same idea but doing it for themselves. Sebastian Foucan took that parkour to the UK in the early 2000s, renaming it free running to emphasize creativity in the incorporation of artistic movements, sparking a global dialogue on what parkour is. Then YouTube propelled parkour into the global stage in about 2008, turning it from a niche discipline to a worldwide phenomenon through viral videos of breathtaking urban acrobats. Now, parkour has dedicated gyms, organizations worldwide, evolving it into a structured yet free-spirited community that champions physical and mental strength. From its origins to its global community today, parkour's evolution reflects its adaptability and enduring appeal. We have touched on it, but what makes parkour unique, as I said multiple times, is the mindset related to the discipline of the sport. And calling it a discipline is correct. There is one key thing from my experience that separates parkour, and it's that, the mindset. It reminds me a lot of martial arts and how the focus is on the person, and the martial arts itself is the tool. It's very similar with parkour. In the electrifying world of parkour, your body leaps and soars, but it's your mind that takes the real journey. This mindset is rooted in the philosophy of overcoming, not just the concrete barriers in your path, but the mental blocks that hold you back. It's about the relentless pursuit of progress, setting goals that stretch your limits, and approaching each training session with a mix of focus, determination, and joy. The training mindset of parkour is about embracing challenges, transforming fear into a fuel, and seeing the city's obstacles as a playground for growth and self-discovery. At its core, the training mindset of parkour is about adaptation and resilience. It's learning how to fall and rise stronger, to approach each challenge with creativity, and to constantly seek new ways to push beyond what's comfortable. This mental framework of pushing beyond what you're scared of is what fuels a parkour athlete's journey, turning every run, jump, and vault into a step towards mastery in both mind and environment. Now, the overcoming the fear part is probably the most important part that really defines parkour over any other sport that's about pushing yourself mentally and physically, as that is a common trait in sports and training. Imagine if you walked on a straight line on the ground, walking on a plank of wood, so it's about the size of your foot. Now, most of us would find that extremely easy. Now, what happens if you take that same plank of wood, but now it's 100 feet up in the air and it's between two buildings? What happens? For most people, you're not able to do it anymore, not because you can't do it, but now you're scared. Because what really changed? The technique did not change, and the tools that you need to overcome that obstacle did not change, just the height. But the height does not change the technique or anything about it. The only thing that's stopping you is your mind and your fear. It's a natural response to tell you to watch out and maybe don't put yourself into danger intentionally. But parkour takes that trust of trusting that you are able to do a move and doing it 100 times in a row and putting it somewhere else. That is something that separates it. You might see a lot of videos of people jumping from building to building, and 99% of the time, those are people who have been training this move and this skill and this sport for years and years and years. The idea is to be able to do a move that you can do on the ground 100 times in a row without failure. Okay, now we have a deeper understanding of the training mindset. Let's talk about some key movements and techniques that are the building blocks of parkour. Whether you're looking to move more freely or want to get into flips, these are just the basics on how you'd get started and some of the key defining techniques that separates parkour from other sports. Again, it's not necessary, but it's where most people will get started. What are the key movements of parkour? It's hard to narrow it down, as parkour can be broken down into just movement. But if you had to do a class on parkour 101, these would probably be the beginner moves. These include precision jumps, vaults, rolls, and climbs, each serving a specific purpose that can be expanded on later. Precision jumps are all about landing with accuracy on a narrow target, eventually on spaces no wider than just 2 fingers. Vaults are jumping over an obstacle with fluidity and speed. There are so many ways. Think of video game characters sprinting over chest-high walls. Rolls are crucial for safety, absorbing impact when landing from heights or even just falling. This is what you see when someone jumps from 2 stories up, yet walks away like nothing happened. Climbing, adding techniques like wall runs and muscle ups, enable climbing vertically and transition over barriers. Again, these moves aren't necessary, but if you wanted to start getting into parkour the way it looks in videos, these are where you would start. These techniques are the building blocks that allows you to move more freely. There's so much more to the language of movement that parkour offers, from advanced flips to dance-like flow patterns. What I would do if I was a beginner again would be to learn these basic moves, because it helps you understand your body and get it moving in a way that might not be used to yet. At the same time, you get physically stronger, which can be done with movement as well. But again, that's just what I would do. Alongside, I would do some sort of physical training program for me to get stronger in general, because the stronger muscles you have, especially in movement, this is why we do bodyweight training similar to calisthenics, it's going to help you get to those more advanced moves faster. Now, whether you're taking your first leap or aiming to redefine your skill set, training for beginners is about building a solid foundation. Next, I want to guide you through starting your parkour training, focusing on developing strength, agility, and most importantly, confidence in your movement. Embarking on your parkour journey might feel like standing at the edge of a thrilling new world. It's about starting with the basics, mastering with your body's capabilities, and gradually pushing that envelope so you know what's possible. The first step is often the simplest, learning to move. If you have something stable to climb over, such as a picnic bench, find as many ways as possible to climb over it and try to move smoothly after landing. You will feel clunky at first, but it will get better. In a workout setting, use animal movements for cardio to learn how to move your body and building that mind-body connection to remove that clunkiness. Then learn how to balance by standing on one foot, on your toes, with your eyes closed, and moving with your other limbs in different spots. Then you can go onto thinner surfaces such as ledges and rails, but you can also do this while waiting in line or brushing your teeth. Then would be the precision jump, landing on the balls of your feet on a thinner surface such as the ledge on the side of a road. Finally, to get that mentality by pushing yourself, try to jump further, balance longer, improve your moves, find a goal, and break that goal so you know what's possible. This is how it starts. Then the gravity-defying comes after. Remember that parkour is much more about that mental than the physical. The physical is the tool for you to develop as an athlete. Approach each session with patience. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and treat challenges as opportunities to learn. Find what your barriers are, find what your limits are, and then break those. If balancing for 10 seconds with your eyes closed on one foot feels easy for most people just thinking about it, but actually doing it for 10 seconds is difficult, try to break that. 11 seconds, 12 seconds, 15 seconds is still breaking a barrier of something you couldn't do before. Everyone's journey is unique, filled with personal victories and lessons learned. As your confidence grows and your skills sharpen, you might wonder what's next on the parkour path. There is something about parkour that divides and brings the community together. We're going to explore parkour as a sport and a community, as competitions and jams, where the spirit of parkour comes alive in different ways. Welcome to the heartbeat of parkour, community, where passion meets the pavement. Parkour jams are the soul of this community, a place where novices and seasoned pros all come together for a specific event where it's just about training together. Everyone shares techniques, stories, and laughs, and sometimes there are special coaches or advanced athletes that coach or teach something. There's no pressure of competition here. It's all about connection and growth and the joy of movement. Competitions, however, do split the parkour world. On one hand, they showcase the incredible heights parkour athletes can achieve, highlighting the precision, strength, and creativity of the discipline. Competitors leap and vault through courses designed to challenge their limits against others who are wishing to challenge their limits as well. Yet, it's this competitive edge that sparks debate amongst purists who see parkour as an expression of freedom and personal growth, rather than a battlefield for medals and egos. The introduction of judges, scores, and podiums can seem at odds with the foundational principles of parkour. This reflects the broader idea of what parkour is and can be. Jams or competitions, it's about the shared human experience and discovering what we are capable of. The founders of parkour were completely against parkour competitions, as they did not want it to be seen as a sport, but as a discipline. The newer generation, especially those in the US, say that competitions is an area where you're able to push one's limit by being put in an environment where everyone is pushing their limits, and that is shared by all the competitors. The judges and the athletes are just a way so that everyone's following the same rules. Others see this as an excuse for the ego, with podiums, rewards, and medals, as this idea of being able to push each other can be done without a competition, without organizing of who's the best and who's the worst, and by what, because someone can be the best at something and have lots of weaknesses, but they still win. They still feel like it's a competition of ego. Others see competitions as just a different form of a jam where we are meant to put the ego aside. It's a very interesting conversation. My idea of where I stood kept changing throughout the years. Every time I did another sport, such as gymnastics or Ninja Warrior, especially Ninja Warrior, where competitions is kind of the thing that makes Ninja Warrior Ninja Warrior, it's really changed a lot. I don't think I'm hard on one side, and I think I could easily be convinced one side or the other. Even with this debate, the parkour community is welcoming, with its open arms and open skies inviting you to leap into a world where every obstacle is an opportunity and every fall is a lesson. Whether in the quiet focus of a solo practice or the shared space of a jam or competition, parkour offers a journey of endless discovery and connection. Maybe you're drawn to the gravity-defying stunts you've seen online or the simple allure of moving through your environment in seamless ways. Getting involved in parkour is an invitation to transform the ordinary into extraordinary. Start aren't local. Local parks, playgrounds, and urban landscapes are your training grounds. But remember, it's not just about the space, it's about the people you share it with. Look for parkour meetups in your area. Don't worry about your skill level. Parkour is about personal growth, not comparison. Social media and online forums are great resources. Platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and dedicated parkour forums are brimming with tutorials, inspirational content, and opportunities to connect with fellow athletes. If you do have the chance, consider taking a class. While parkour is fundamentally about self-discovery and adapting to one's environment, a structured class can provide a solid foundation in techniques, safety, and philosophy in meeting other people who want to do what you want to do. Certified coaches can offer personalized guidance, helping you to navigate the early challenges and set a course for long-term progression. Now, training indoors versus outdoors is also another interesting debate that has come up recently with the rise of parkour gyms, but that's a conversation for another day. As you delve deeper into parkour, you'll find it's more than just a physical discipline. It's a mindset, a lifestyle. It teaches resilience, creativity, and respect for both the environment and the community and yourself. Your parkour journey is uniquely yours, but you're never alone. The parkour community is a global network of support, inspiration. So take the leap, join the movement, and discover where parkour can take you. I'm super happy where parkour took me to where I am today. So we vaulted over the basics through the mental and physical parts of the discipline and landed right here at the end of our parkour exploration. Like I said, parkour is more of a sport. It's a discipline. It's a philosophy, a way to challenge and express yourself, connect with others, and see the world in a new way. It's all about pushing your limits safely and with respect for the places and people around you. If you are looking for a free program that will help you build the strength and movement to get into parkour, and at one point I'm really excited for our advanced program, but for now, you can head on over to awesomeninjafitness.com, get your free 7-day program for free. It's packed with tips and tricks and tutorials with a personal coach to help you get started in your bodyweight training journey. Until next time, keep moving, stay safe, and never stop exploring. And of course, stay awesome.